Referee Keith Peterson has called a stop to this contest at 25 seconds of round number two. Declaring the winner by submission due to a heel hook, Tiago Moises.
How you doing, Tiago? What a fantastic performance. In the first round, it seemed as though he was getting off. He had you going backwards, controlling, dictating the engagements. What was your thoughts when you went back to the corner after the first round?
You know, hats off for him. You know, he was a former top six in lightweight division. He beat Tony Ferguson, a lot of good guys. But just proved tonight that I belong to the UFC. I belong to the top division. And this is the beginning for me.
At the beginning of the second round, your coach has told you to go forward. Now, if you look here, you did exactly that. The round started, you charged at him, took the shot, and didn't give up once he defended, got the finish. What were you thinking there?
I just want to thank my coaches for this. We train a lot of this move, you know. We know he has a good wrestling defense, you know. A lot of good guys had trouble taking him down. So this was the game plan, you know. I know I have a way better grappling than him, so jiu-jitsu was the way to go.
You know, this is a massive victory over a guy that was once ranked in the top six in the division. What are you hoping to see the next time you step inside the octagon?
You know, first time I step in the cage, into the UFC cage, they have given me tough opponents, you know, Benil Dariush, flying overseas to fight tough Russian guys. Now, former number six in the rank. So I heard Anthony Pettis, he would like to be back to lightweight division. I would like to welcome him back.
What a phenomenal performance. Congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, Tiago Moises.
Ladies and gentlemen, after three rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for a decision. The judges score the contest 30-27, 30-27, and 29-28 for the winner by unanimous decision, Andre the Pitbull Arlovski.
Andre Arlovski, what a big result, man. When you got hit low. Yeah, what a big result for you tonight, man. How's it feel to get back in the win column over a very tough Felipe Lenz?
Felipe probably one of the three guys who I really like, who's like kind of all the time nice to meet ATT. So I wish him all the best in his future fights. Thanks God, thanks Jesus Christ. Thank you, my team, people who helped me. I'm happy. It probably sounds up, but that pandemic, like preparation camp was like, works very, very well for me.
You know, early in the fight, in the first round, you seemed to be having a little trouble with his speed, but you adjusted, and over the second and third round, you fought beautifully. What did you do between rounds to change that?
You know, Daniel, my problem is stick with the game plan, you know, and Mike Brown and Paulina Hernandez. It's just something I tried to hold myself in the first round, and actually it works. Now I understood in my exam what does it mean to follow with the game plan, you know. So just like this time I did like homework. I did exactly what we practiced for, and except takedown, Steve probably upset at me right now, but yeah.
You fought southpaw a lot. You seem to be evolving. You keep changing your game. What do you expect to see next time you get in the octagon after getting a big win like this? And can we expect the continued evolution that you showed tonight?
Well, first of all, I'm sick of like losing, you know, either knockout or like the decision. Right now I feel that I'm on a new page. I work with some great people, and it's time to prove, you know, just when fighters stop growing, you stop me falling down. I don't fall down. I want to grow. So.
Congratulations on the big win. Ladies and gentlemen, Andre Arlovski.
Ladies and gentlemen, after three rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for a decision. David Torelli scores the contest 29-28, Ford. Derek Cleary scores it 29-28, Simone. And Sally Amato scores the contest 29-28 for the winner by split decision, Ricky Simone!
Ricky, what a fantastic fight. Split decision. Were you a little nervous when you heard that first card?
Man, I was on a two-fight skid. Yeah, hell yeah, I was scared. Man, I need that win. I need that paycheck.
Now you're back to your winning ways. How does it feel to get a victory over a very tough guy like Ray Borg?
Man, I'm not here for the easy fights. I'm coming off losses, but to a Hall of Famer and a top 10 guy in the world, and now I just beat a guy who fought for a world title. I feel great. We put together a great camp with my coach, Fabiano Cherna, ATD PDX. My cousin Victor, Vince Morales came in, and I've been training at Team Oyama. They all killed it for me. Short notice fight. We made the weight and got the win.
You know, you were going in there in the first round with some beautiful striking, but you also mixed in the wrestling beautifully. Scored 7 takedowns. Was the takedown going to be what you were focusing on going into the fight?
Hell yeah, I'm a wrestler. I'm a fake striker. I'm a wrestler, yeah. That's always what I'm thinking about, and that's what I'm trying to set up.
I can't say I'm not disappointed that the mullet is gone, but you ain't got the mullet no more. What is that decision? Why did the decision happen?
Man, I just got married last year, and I've been sleeping on the couch for 2 years. I'm trying to have a baby. I need back in the bedroom.
Man, you're winning. No mullet, but another big victory. Ladies and gentlemen, Ricky Simone.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Herb Dean has called a stop to this contest at 4 minutes, 25 seconds of round number 2. Declaring the winner by Chief KO, Drew Dober!
What's up, Drew? How you doing, man? Congratulations on a big victory. Early in the fight, it seemed like you were having a little bit of a difficulty trying to find where he was with all the movement, but you were patient. Last couple fights, first round finishes. This one, you took your time. How satisfying is that?
It's fantastic, because coming from a Muay Thai background, I had a hard time fighting guys that constantly moved. So with me and Oscar Martinez, he taught me how to move my feet so I can stay in place to land bombs.
You know, you had to deal with the wrestling. He got takedowns, but you were able to get back up, and you started landing these massive shots. These left hands were hurting Alexander bad. Could you tell they were starting to take an effect as the fight went longer?
I wasn't trying to hit hard. I was just trying to hit often. You know, the more times you touch a guy in the chin, the more chances he's going to fall over. But I knew I had to make up some of the round with those takedowns. He's a strong man.
That is 3 wins in a row. Who would you like to see the next time you fight in the octagon?
I mean, I want to see another striker. I'm in here to bleed and die for everyone else, man. Me and Justin Gaethje, we kill each other. So I'd love to fight guys like Paul Felder and all those top strikers in the top 10 division in the lightweight.
Congratulations on the big victory. Ladies and gentlemen, Drew Dober.
Ladies and gentlemen, after 3 rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for a decision. Zali Mafta scores the contest 29-28, Brew. David Torelli scores the contest 29-28, Rothwell. And Derek Cleary scores the contest 29-28 for the winner by split decision, Ben Rothwell.
Big Ben, congratulations on a big victory. When you heard split decision, how nervous did you get?
Oh, you know what? Nerve-wracking, you have no idea.
You fought with a lot of pressure. You were able to keep Ovince St. Preux pressing against the side of the octagon. You seemed to control the center. Did you think that was enough to get you to victory?
I landed some really good knees from the clinch, bloodied him up, hit him with some hard shots. When he hit me, it was more like slips. The light one at the end, I tried to pop up as fast as I could. You know, sometimes that happens, but there it is.
Do you take pride in being the heavyweight that's able to beat the 205-pound guy up? You had a lot to say about that during the week. You beat Ovince St. Preux, a guy that's fought for the light heavyweight title, and you get to send him back to his weight class?
He's a heavyweight. Let's be honest. Look at him. So it is what it is. I'm the one that had a lot to lose in here. You can't be losing to the little guy. So I got it done. Let's go.
Who do you want to see the next time you fight in the octagon?
Well, in all due respect, Mr. Olenek, you beat the Verdum. So I know you asked for a big fight. They call me Big Ben, so there you go, brother. Big fight. Let's do it.
Congratulations on the big win. Big Ben Rothwell.
Ladies and and gentlemen, referee Jason Herzog has called a stop to this contest at 1 minute, 4 seconds of round number 5. Declared the winner by TKO, Glover Teixeira.
Love you, brother.
Glover Teixeira. You walked over to the side of the octagon and said, not bad for an old man, huh? How's it feel?
You know, Rocky Balboa say, it's not how hard you hit, it's how hard you get hit and keep coming forward. That's all about, baby.
Glover, in the first round, he started very fast. His corner was telling him he's 100% on the jab. You walked over and said, well, not really. Did you anticipate him slowing down because the pace was so high early?
I was hoping so. Hey, man, I was hoping so, you know. The guy hits like a truck, man. But I move my head a lot. I train so hard. Farnelli Jr. gonna be Olympic champion 2021, baby. That's who I spar with every day. Caio Magalhães, one of the best in jiu-jitsu in the world. Thank you very much, guys. Ali, my coach is over here. Can't thank you guys enough. Sobralia, Denbury, Canerica. I love you guys.
Glover, that is now 4 wins in a row. You said that you have made some changes. You're training smarter, not harder now. You're appreciating your body. I mean, what's the ceiling for this run that you're on right now? You are right back in the thick of a title hunt.
You're one of the guys. Believe it or not, I wanted to fight you for a while in a light heavyweight division. I knew it was going to be there. But I love challenge. But right now, I'm glad you're going heavyweight. You motivate me, man, you know? You, Yoel Romero, those guys, they keep fighting the top. I had to do some changes, of course. I went to UFCPI. Thank you very much to those guys, you know, with the diet that they do, the trifecta. You know, all appreciation, man, you know? You got to open your mind. You got to go after and look for help when things start going wrong, and that's what I did. And here I am, baby. You're going to get another one for that title.
Glover, you looked as good as you have ever tonight, my man. Congratulations on the big victory. That's 4 wins in the world for Glover Teixeira. Hey, this is your show.
Anyway, I love you, baby. See you soon.